Now, here's your host, Dave Sheldon.
Good morning. Welcome back to the final hour of Pulse. The Fraser here on 107.7 Pulse FM. Todd Stone on deck. We'll get to him in just one second later on this hour. Leah Halive will join me for Crossover and Would You Rather before her show kicks in at 9 o'clock. As you heard, weather warning in effect throughout the Lower Mainland over the next 24 to 48 hours. Expect a lot of rain out there. Lots of flooding in the low-lying areas as far as the roads are concerned. So be careful when you're out there this morning and keep it tuned here to 107.7 Pulse FM for all of your traffic updates south of the Fraser. Let's go to the phone lines right now. He was south of the Fraser yesterday. He's going to be around the province for the next few weeks and months trying to tell her why he should be the next leader of the BC Liberal Party. It's Todd Stone, and he joins us on Pulse the Fraser. Hi, Todd. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hey, good. Thank you. Thanks for taking the time out this morning. The debate yesterday, let's get to that right away, and then we'll talk about your story to get to where you are in this campaign. How did you find the debate yesterday, and how did you find the issues that were brought forward to you?
Well, I thought it was a good debate. It was the first of six that we're going to have around the province. You know, everybody up on that stage brings experience and unique perspective to the table. I think it's very fitting that the first debate was in Surrey. It was almost one of the fastest growing cities in the country, and you know, a dynamic, innovative place that also has you know, a lot of challenges moving forward, whether that's housing or transportation, et cetera. So good first start to this leadership process in Surrey yesterday.
All things being equal, the election was decided in Surrey this past election. I know that a number of different things happened in different regions, but when you looked at the seat switch from being a heavier Liberal to heavy NDP here, and it cost your government the election, what do you tell the people of Surrey? How do you relate to what's going to happen here as this city moves forward?
Well, you're absolutely right in your analysis. In Metro Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, Surrey in particular, is absolutely key for any political party that wants to form government moving forward. I think you know, there's a first step for us is showing up, continuing to show up. That's why I launched my campaign in Surrey last week. That's why I supported the first debate being held in Surrey yesterday. And I think, Dave, you know, fundamentally, this all has to start from a place of acknowledging that we didn't get everything right in the last election. There were a lot of things that we did not get right. We didn't listen on issues of affordability, on housing at cost, on childcare, transportation in some respects. And I think also, I said this at the debate yesterday, I think we tended to have our elbows up a bit with the region, with the mayors of the region in particular. I think you get more done when you work together. So I said, you know, let's get on with building these transit lines, starting with the transit line in Surrey. Let's get on with affordable housing. Let's get on with the child care investment. And I think really from listening, engaging, and taking action with local communities, you know, for the benefit of families, I think that's how we are going to find our way back in the city of Surrey in the next election.
Todd Stone, my guest right now, BC Liberal leadership candidate, also MLA in Kamloops. And I want to talk about your origin story here to get to leadership. What was your thought process to become a part of this leadership campaign?
Well, look, I've been involved in the political process for some time now. I helped rebuild the BC Liberal Party twice in the early 90s and the mid-90s, but you know, I've only been elected for the last 4.5 years, first ran in the 2013 campaign. My wife and I took a little bit longer to get to this place because we have a young family. We've got three girls, 13, 11, and 7. And so, you know, we had to make sure that we could do this with a young family, and we are confident that we can. It really came down to this. I you know, been watching what the current government's doing in just 3 months, brick by brick. They've been dismantling the strong economic foundation we have in this province. And I decided, we decided as a family that we couldn't sit on the sidelines. So we're in this race. We're positioning ourselves as a new generation of leadership. You know, I'm a 45-year-old tech CEO from families with three kids. I think I'm pretty darn relatable from Williams Place right down to Yaletown and every point in between, which is going to be very important as we do everything we can as a party to strengthen and grow and defeat John Horgan and the NDP at the earliest practical opportunity.
When you look at being relatable when it comes to being province-wide here, how do you relate to, I mean, I know you've got a young family, but how do you relate, you were a CEO of a tech firm, how do you relate to a young family who's having a tough time scraping rent, or someone who's in a suite right now in Clayton Heights that might be faced with eviction because of the fact that their suite's illegal? I mean, there's a lot of affordability out there, issues that are out there. So, Todd, explain to people what your admission of what affordability is in your minds and how you can put that forward into an idea that works for all British Columbians.
Well, again, as I said a moment ago, this issue of affordability was something that we missed the mark on in the last election, leading up to and through the last election.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to acknowledge that affordability is a significant challenge for folks, and get on with making investments in areas that are going to help. For example, a big part of my campaign is childcare and early childhood development. I actually think that we need to go further than what we proposed coming out of the last election. We need a heck of a lot more spaces that people can access, and we need to make sure the supports are there for lower income families to be able to access those spaces. We need more childcare educators, and we need better mental health support as well as part of that package. So, you know, that's one area that I think cuts back right to that affordability question. Of course, we can talk about housing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Huge challenge there. No silver bullet, but there's lots of ideas I have in terms of addressing that part of the equation as well.
Todd, when we look at a number of different aspects that are coming up here as far as your party's concerned, everyone talks about listening more. And in hindsight, that always ends up being something that you look at when something hasn't worked out for you. I look at this from a standpoint of your party had the most votes. They had the most seats. They were driven down by a coalition, which you know, you could talk about that until the end of the earth. But at the same time, you did have some success here. You talk about being more relatable to people. How do you maintain the base that you currently have and grow that base? I know listening is a huge part of it, but what are the practical ideas that you have to put forward to make this work?
Well, look, I, again, this is back to the relatability question.
Yes.
As the leader, right? I think representing Kamloops, which is a city of 100,000 plus, growing quite rapidly in the southern interior, we've got all the same issues of an urban center in the Lower Mainland up there. I tell you, affordability of housing, our housing costs almost doubled in the last 4 or 5 years. We've got transit challenges. We've got issues accessing childcare. We have the largest opioid crisis outside of the Lower Mainland in terms of deaths, unfortunately. So it's all on a different scale, but it's all relative. So I've got a pretty good sense of what those struggles are and those challenges are in urban centers. But from a rural region as well. I've worked in mining and forestry, and then I think the ultimate bridge is being a tech CEO, where I really understand where the economy is going. The millennials are the fastest growing segment of our population. They'll soon outnumber baby boomers in British Columbia. So we need someone who's relatable to urban BC as well as rural, someone who's relatable to families with kids and seniors, and someone that can cut across that entire spectrum in British Columbia, from Williams Lake to Surrey and communities all around the province.
Todd Stone, our guest. He is a BC Liberal leadership candidate and former Minister of Transportation here as well in the province of BC. I need to ask you this question. Do you think that tolls, in hindsight, were the mistake? And do you think they were, or that, were they improperly rolled out? And how would you move forward in a situation of where maybe a massive bridge or massive project has to get taken care of? And how do you fund that?
Well, I certainly want to acknowledge that there's long-standing frustration with folks south of the Fraser from an equity and fairness perspective when it came to the tolls. There's no question about that, and we had begun to have that conversation. I think the best place for this to be moving forward is with the mayors. The mayors have put a group together that's looking at from a region-wide basis, how do we fund all this infrastructure that we need in the next 20 years? We're talking billions of dollars of infrastructure. You build a bridge, you have to pay for it somehow. So I'm going to defer to the mayors of the region who are working on this right now. What they are going to need to know is that there's going to be a provincial partner ready and able to work with them once they determine the options moving forward. So I look forward to the results of their work. So that on behalf of the people of the region, and particularly South of Fraser, we put a system in place that's fair and equitable for all British Columbians.
There's a conversation about proportional representation coming up in a referendum this year, and also in the same sweep, you look at what that might mean to the province of British Columbia. Where do you stand on proportional representation, and what do you want to see going forward?
Well, I certainly don't support a move to proportional representation, and British Columbians have voted it down twice now. But you know what? It's having a referendum, another opportunity for the public to have their say. I'm fine with that, and we can debate the merits of different systems of proportional representation. What is repugnant here is the backroom deal that the NDP and the Green Party have cooked up to provide for a referendum in November of 2018 that would be settled by a simple 50% plus one vote. Mm-hmm. I don't think that the threshold for changing the most fundamental aspect of our democracy, how we elect our MLAs, should be determined by a mere 50% plus one. What that does is it essentially means the large urban centers will dictate the results of this referendum. I just don't think that's a high enough threshold. The referendum legislation provides for 60% plus one of all votes cast, plus 60% of all ridings have to support it. I think that's a much more appropriate standard to have to achieve for such a fundamental change.
Well, and there has to be a no in there. I don't want to see three different versions of what proportional representation is going to be as far as an answer or question is concerned. There has to be a yes or a no to this. And I think that has to be made very clear when it comes to putting that question together.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And John Horgan and the NDP were very clear in the campaign that there would be a very clear question. It'd be a simple yes-no question. Do you want to move to a different system? And here's what it is, or not. We are now not even sure if they're going to include the current system, the first-past-post system that we have at the moment. Which, by the way, it's not perfect. No one acknowledges it. It says it's perfect, but it's better than all these other systems out there. We don't even know if the current system is going to be on the ballot as an option, or let alone a no, I don't want any change. So, another broken promise. And it's one thing, to say you're going to slow down maybe on some of the investments that you announced in different areas. It's another thing to break a promise that relates to something so fundamental as how we elect our MLAs.
One last question for you, Tom, before I let you go, but it's a bit of a doozer. It comes down to the corporate union donations conversation that took place a few weeks ago back at the ledge where it was reduced to $1,200, but also the subsidy was put in place that basically rewards parties that had votes on it for the last election for the next 5 years and then ongoing as well from a subsidy point of view. Now, I know that some of government is subsidized by taxation. I get that. There's no question about that, political parties as well. I think this, and I'll use your word, is repugnant that the Green Party and the NDP have put forward this motion now to get taxpayer money to the tune of, $15, $16, $18 million over the next couple of years. I know the Liberals get part of that money as well based on votes. Would you accept this money going forward, or would you say there's no way we're taking that cash as we move our way forward here?
There's no way we will take that cash if I'm the leader of the BC Liberal Party. I was very clear 2 weeks ago. I'm the only person in our race who has been unequivocal about this. It is absolutely wrong on every single level for taxpayers' money to be used to fund political parties. I think political parties should stand on their own two legs, be supported financially by people who want to support them, not by taxpayers. You can take the $28 million, which is what it adds up to over the next 4 years.
That's right.
Taxpayer subsidies, and put that into education. Or how about if you build another school or two in Surrey? Put it towards the transit investments we need in Surrey. How about towards the hospital that needs to be built in Surrey? It's absolutely wrong, and we would not take it under one penny of the taxpayer subsidy under my leadership.
Todd, I appreciate the conversation. Let's have it again soon. Good luck on your process here as you try to become the leader of the Liberal Party, and look forward to the conversation one more time.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great rest of the week.
You bet. You as well. That is Todd Stone. Again, he is the BC Liberal leadership candidate. He's out of Kamloops, and he had made it very clear. They will not take one dime of that taxpayer subsidy that was put forth, not one dime, put forth by the NDP Green Coalition to basically fund their own parties over the next number of years, the tune of $28 million. It's a cash cow for the Green Party, who wasn't doing any kind of corporate donations. They now get a free check from you, the taxpayer, because of the votes they get. Now, they'll complain, hey, the Liberals are taking our money. Listen, they're the ones that brought the legislation in along with the NDP. They're the ones that have voted to make this a reality. They're the ones that said, let's make the taxpayers pay for this, for what we're doing out here. And by the way, let's change the rules where we're going to proportional representation. It is fundamentally repugnant